So this is part two, and I just want to explain the three experiences that I've had that allowed me to go from determining whether someone's a close friend, just a friend, or an acquaintance, and I could say enemy, but I don't have to necessarily put that in there. But the first one is if that person keeps postponing. And I'm not just, I mean, like, look, I know you guys are probably saying, like, oh, well, you know, well, people are busy. People got shit to do. Yeah, but if this is a thing that's chronic, meaning, like, it's happening months after months after months, and now it's a year. Like, this one last person is a year later, and they're still doing it. Like, oh, yo, message me a week later. Like, why are you pushing it that far? Or a month later, like, this one is like, oh, message me in March, like, when he said this back in January. And I'm like, yo, like, really? You said you wanted to hang out? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, you probably might want to debate me on this. But on the real, though, if someone keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's a year later, and you're wondering what the fuck is going on, that person's not a friend. They're an acquaintance, perhaps. The second thing is, two, if they're not being democratic or finding some kind of compromise with proximity and distance. Okay, so I know people, there have been some times where they would say, you know, I'll come out to you. That's great. And then, of course, in return, I'd come out to them. Or I'd come out to them a few times and they're like, you know what, I'll come out to you. But then there's those people who are constantly telling you, come over here, you come over here, you come over here, you come over here. And they don't bother thinking about, hey, this person drives all the way, an hour away. I should meet halfway. Or 2 hours away, I should meet halfway. And then when you bring it up, then they go, what the, you know, they get angry. That person is not a friend. Number three, and this can be kind of, debated, but do a reflection. Who are you? What do you want? Who do you want to become? What are your aspirations? And what are your values? And then look at the individual who you want to claim as a friend and see how they align with you. Look deeply into this individual. Don't spend months and years about it. Obviously, it should be a quick reflection and size up of this individual and see where they stand. Yeah, I have people who like books, hip-hop, business, beer, bourbon. I mean, you know, these are all superficial traits, superficial tastes, you know, and that's cool. But when you get down to the more deep, visceral, the more inherent, intrinsic value stuff, that's when you know, that's like the real you, you know? And you could make those superficial friendships with anyone, but the ones that last long are the ones where you really get to the core of who you are. And if you do a reflection, you find out, you know what, this person is just on your level, you're not on their level, then so be it. But you have to identify that. Be respectful for that and just fucking move on, you know? And if you feel that this person who you aspire to be like does not want to be your friend because, or they don't want to be close to you because they see traits in you that are just like, I don't know, that person's just going to hinder me, then, but it would take you to be keen on that and know that, look, you, this is what you're lacking in, and you know you need to be better in that. And so that's maybe the reason why that person doesn't really want to see you much. And then, but then on the flip side, there's those guys who give off the air, or those women or people who give off this air that they are better than you, and you look at it and they have horrible habits. They have shit that you would never want to aspire to. And you got to reflect on that and go, is this person really right for me? Am I really right to be around these kinds of people? And the answer would be no. So, nevertheless, on either end, no. So, either move on or learn from it or move on, and that's it. And here's a bonus one, the last one. Their reactions and their responses. Remember, I talked about this in another episode. Perhaps I'll go more in depth. But there's this idea of unconsciously reacting versus consciously responding. But more importantly, it's about how they... What is their, not rebuttal, but how they give back to you will tell you a lot. If you tell them how you feel about something, like, yo, I noticed that I've been coming out to you more, I've been calling out to you, and you said you want to hang out with me, but I have yet to see you measure up to the plate. We have yet to even hang out since you told me about this a month ago, a year ago. And they get angry, like, what? Come on, what are you talking about? Yo, stop being a fucking pussy. That has told you enough about that individual, and you need to cut that person loose. What have been your experiences? I'd love to hear it. The 3 to 4 signs of a friendship. How do you determine that?